A local agronomist says that a drier growing season will affect this year's harvest yield and timeline as the crops start to be brought in. Fall is here, and for many in the community and across the state, it is time to begin harvesting their fields. Local Iowa State University Extension and Outreach agronomist Angela Reekins talks with KHBT about what farms should expect when harvesting this year's crops. The agronomist says that the harvest has already begun, and it is a little early this year due to two factors.
Harvest is happening, and it's happening a little earlier than usual based on two things. One, we planted a little earlier than usual, and two is we had a warmer summer and a drier summer, and the warmer summer kind of pushed our maturity, at least in our corn and soybeans. And with that drier summer and not a lot of water in some places, those plants kind of shut down a little bit prematurely.
Rinkin says that the summer's weather can have a negative effect on crop yield. She says that an estimate on the yield is not something that she can predict because of many factors, including how rainfall can vary from location to location, and soil moisture levels going into planting can vary heavily as well.
So it's really hard to estimate, and because we're just on the front end of harvest, we don't have a lot of harvest numbers coming or yield data coming in just yet. So that's really kind of hard to predict, and that really is going to be a farm-by-farm basis.
The drier weather will also play a role on what farms should prioritize this harvest as corn stalks grow a little weaker.
People need to go out and prioritize those cornfields for harvest this year so that we don't have corn that goes down on us. That just makes harvest that much more challenging when the corn is down. Most soybeans are standing really well. There aren't things that have fallen over or lodged, at least up in this neck of the woods. So primary thing people will be looking at least after the corn standability issue, will be dryness in those crops.
As the farmers continue to harvest this year's crop this fall, Reekins says she hopes that all have a successful and safe season in their fields.